Settle into your child's pose with the toes together, knees apart, and breathing nice and steady. Maybe roll your forehead on the floor a little bit side to side. Slowly glide forward to hands and knees, settle into cat-cow. It's finally looks like it's really springtime in Seattle. So, you know, traditionally springtime is the time when you do a full cleaning, open up the windows. So we'll do a good, nice rinsing, vinyasa class today. Come into one more inhale and press back to downward facing dog. And go for a discovery ride, just feeling the back of the legs, the calf muscles, arms, spread the fingers. Keep trying to tilt the tailbone up, and it's okay to bend the knees to make that happen. Inhale the right leg up. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Extend into the pose. And inhale, straighten the leg. And step the right foot through, runner's lunge. Come to fingertips, draw the chest through. And straighten and bow as you exhale. Inhale, shift forward. And straighten and bow. Inhale, shift forward. And straighten and bow. Inhale, shift forward, straighten and back. Shift forward again and now release the left knee down, sweep your arms up. Tuck the tailbone, take one more inhale, reaching up. And then shift your hips back, straighten the front knee, Ardha Hanuman, half splits. And walk your hands over past your right foot towards the hallway. So when you're reaching up and across via the left arm, what you're feeling is you're stretching the left armpit and the lats, and then at the same time you're pulling back on the hips. And maybe you just wiggle around a little bit to feel where the stretch is. Okay? But I'm trying to have you feel the back of your legs and the side of the left side of the back, okay? See if you take a bigger inhale, maybe you can feel it better. And one more breath. And then come to a center line, shift forward, feet together, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Walk back to plank pose. Inhale, shift forward, lower all the way down. Press the top of the feet down to the floor and then three low cobras with your breath. So inhale, you lift. Exhale, release back down. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale either to plank or hands and knees. And then exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale the left leg up, rotate your hip open, bend the upper knee, stay here, just try to expand. So the knee stays bent and you're still opening the hip, but at the same time lifting out of the shoulders and you're lifting out even of the right leg, the one that's on the floor. And inhale, straighten the leg. Step the right foot between your hands, runner's lunge, draw the chest forward, inhale. And straighten the front knee and back. Inhale, shift forward. And straighten and back. Inhale, shift forward. And straighten and back. Inhale, shift forward, release the right knee down. Inhale, reach up. Take one more inhale and shift your hips back, bow onto the shin. Now try to engage the front of the left thigh, but you're allowing it to open on the back side and then reaching both arms over towards the left side, trying to feel into a stretch. And the deeper the breath, the deeper the stretch. Inhale to center, and then shifting to the top of the mat, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up, and hands to heart. Inhale. Reach up and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, right foot back, right knee down. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, plank pose. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right leg up. Exhale, step it through, left knee goes down. Inhale, reach up. And feet together, forward fold, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, left foot back, left knee down, inhale, reach up, exhale, downward dog. Inhale, plank pose, exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale, downward dog, exhale. Inhale, left leg up. Exhale, step it through, right knee goes down, inhale, reach up, and feet together, forward fold, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up, and hands to heart. Inhale, reach up, bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, Chaturanga. Exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Keep the breath with you. See if you can explore the function of the lower abdominal muscles, so kind of belly button and lower and more inside within your downward dog. And you'll find that those muscles can engage if you can tilt the sit bones up, and that might take bending the knees. Or maybe at first you literally have to suck your belly in to start feeling that the abs are holding here. But not the upper abdominals. So you're still breathing deep into the diaphragm, allowing the good upper half of the abs to move along with it. One more breath cycle. And then step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise up, and hands to heart. Chair pose. Inhale. Tug the tailbone, pull the abdominal muscles in. Take one more breath in. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Right leg up, inhale. Knee to nose, exhale. Inhale the leg up. Right knee, right elbow. Inhale the leg up. Right knee, left elbow. Inhale the leg up. Warrior one. Fire up the thighs, try to square the hips forward. Deep inhale, exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, left leg up, knee to nose. Inhale the leg up, left knee, left elbow. Inhale the leg up, left knee, right elbow. Inhale, leg up, step it through, warrior one. Inhale, so fire up everything, legs, core, full breath. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Deep inhale, let it go. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way. Fire up thighs, tuck tailbone. Get a little backward bending, belly stretching. And then hands to heart. Chair pose, inhale. And back forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Right leg up, inhale. Knee to nose. Inhale the leg up. Release it down. Take a couple more big breaths. Inhale, left leg up. Knee to nose. Inhale it up. And release it down. Inhale, right leg up. And knee to nose. Inhale it up. Right knee, right elbow. Inhale it up. Right knee, left elbow. Inhale up. Warrior one. And then open warrior two. Are you still engaging your core? Lifting up. Reverse the warrior, inhale. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog. And downward dog. Inhale, left leg up. Knee to nose. Inhale the leg up. Left knee, left elbow. Inhale the leg up. Left knee, right elbow. Inhale, leg up. Stepping through warrior one. Watch for the abs. Warrior two. Abs are still supporting you. Reverse the warrior, standing up. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. And downward dog, exhale. Deep inhale and then let it go. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Chair pose. Sit a little deeper, unless that, you know, if your knee's hurting, then you'll eventually meet us, but stay where you have no knee pain. Sit halfway lower down. And then I would like to remind you, there's this mathematical infinity that you can keep taking halfway down and never actually reach all the way down. So go halfway down again. And then between the heels and the butt, there's a halfway down again. And then further halfway down again. And see if you can just be hovering right above your glutes. And then do what you've been wanting to do. Roll back down on your back. Hug your knees into your chest. Let's take eagle on our back. So right leg over, right arm under. So you're laying down on the floor, making an eagle with the right leg over, right arm under. Try to pull the elbow towards the ceiling. Right, so you're really expanding into your shoulder. Inhale, lengthen the pose. On the exhale, squeeze elbow to knee. So you're lifting the head and shoulder blades. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, squeeze. 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 Hold it here. If you're not doing it because you got a baby in your belly, come to bridge pose and do Kegels. Everybody else, 10 more reps here, just squeezing up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and let it go. Ha. If you're not pregnant, don't look around. You know when you're pregnant, right? And just windshield wipe your legs side to side. Ah. All right. So if you got baby in the belly, you go back to your Kegels in bridge pose. Otherwise, you take your eagle on the other side. So how about left leg over, left arm under? Okay. Make sure you feed whatever you're doing with breath because, well, your muscles have to function somehow, right? So let's inhale, lengthen, and then elbow to knee. Exhale. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, squeeze. 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 This is when it's starting to be fun, right? Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, squeeze. Hold it for 10 more little pulses up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Woohoo, let it go. Take up space, you know, nice and wide with the arms, windshield wipe the legs, puff up the belly, let it be spacious. So that's your core. You're feeling your core. You're gonna twist and engage through the core for the rest of the class. Hug your knees to your chest. Start rocking and rolling. And then either hands and knees, and then eventually make it to plank, and then upward dog, or chaturanga and upward dog. But either way, we're gonna hold that upward dog for 3 breath cycles because it's a tremendously awesome belly stretch. So just keep chest up, shoulders down, legs strong, tuck the tailbone, let the belly be nicely stretched. One more breath, and then squeeze the thighs and take it back to downward facing dog. Okay, inhale the right leg up, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg, and knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend the leg, right knee, right elbow. Inhale, extend the leg, right knee, left elbow. Now you stay here, so you're still in a push-up position, just take the leg across. So you're gonna straighten that right leg underneath you. Don't go anywhere, hands are still on the floor, back heel is up. Either hold it here because it's a good stretch, or allow the leg to glide so you insert a push-up. Mm-hmm. And now you pivot into a twisted side plank, left arm comes up, take a circle over the arm, and then come back, leave the leg where it is, just push-up position, either hold or insert a push-up. And now pick up the right knee and kiss it round your spine. Press the hips as high as you can. And then step the right foot through, crescent lunge. Inhale, reach up. Hands to heart. Left elbow, right knee twisting. Breathing. Squeeze the left thigh. Some of you, you're kind of falling towards the pinky on the back foot. Try to find the center of the back foot. Another way of thinking about this is just lift the left hip up just a little bit. And then don't take the hands down. Just squeeze into your legs and your core, and then inhale up to crescent lunge. And then on an exhale, you sweep the arms back. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, bend the elbows. Inhale, exhale, sweep. Inhale, reach. Exhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale, one more lion. Inhale, and then open warrior two. Reverse the warrior. Come to side angle, forearm to your thighs. And this time, reach the left arm up, so straight up instead of forward, and really lean back. So see how much can you fire up your legs and tuck the right hip back and under so you can just keep stretching the chest and the shoulders. Really breathing into it. And use your legs and your core. Reverse the warrior. Inhale. Exhale, plank pose. Side plank, right arm up. Take a big breath in. You could put the left knee down. And even if you have the knee down, You can still go through this. So on an exhale, chaturanga or knee down version of chaturanga with both knees down. And then open up, right arm up side plank. Still the right arm, staying on the right side. Exhale, chaturanga or knee down version of chaturanga. Open up, side plank, right arm up. One more time for fun. Exhale. Open up, side plank, right side. Come back, chaturanga. Upward dog, now hold upward dog for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Downward facing dog. Big breath in. And big breath out. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And you're going to circle sweep the arms back and either make a fist so you can tuck the tailbone, engage the thighs, and then get the chest up for a standing upward bend. Or if you're flexy enough, you're gonna straighten the arms and take your hands to your hamstrings. So you're standing, taking the chest up, stretching the abdominal muscles. So it's a standing backward bend, but really I want it to feel more like a leg strengthener and an abdominal opener and a chest opener. Okay? And you're taking breath into it as much as you can. If you're getting vertigo, you can always tuck the chin. That doesn't mean that you can't lift the chest and roll the shoulder blades back, right? And now really engage the thighs, engage the core, come back to neutral. Let the arms drop. Inhale to chair pose. Sit a little lower in your chair, hands to heart, and then twist over towards the hallway. So left elbow, right knee. And the way I like to get into this whole twisting business is I like to make a fist with the lower hand, and then I can put the upper palm on top of it and really leverage that. So notice that the more you can leverage and lift out of that lower shoulder, if you drop your butt a little bit lower, now inhale the chest more forward. See if you can go and go and go until you start feeling that you got a totally flat tabletop spine. Really steady breathing. Keep squeezing the thighs. Notice when the left knee tries to run ahead. Now, grip into the glutes, chair pose, looking forward, reaching up, and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up to standing circle, sweep the arms behind you. Support the lower back, and just for a couple of breath cycles, go up and back, up and back. Strong legs. Tuck the tailbone. Allow the shoulder blades to glide down, but the breastbone lifts up. Squeeze into the thighs, squeeze into the core, come back to neutral, allow the arms to relax. Inhale, chair pose. Take a deep breath in chair. And hands to heart, let's twist the other way. So right elbow, left knee. Leverage the twist. So what you're trying to get is to get the spine parallel to the floor. The lower you sit down, the easier it is to extend forward. Keep pressing out of the lower shoulder, the inner thighs engage. Steady breath. Inhale to chair. And back forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Use the legs. Inhale, rise all the way up. Tuck the tailbone. Sweep the arms up and then sweep the arms back. Support the lower back. And extend chest up, chest up, chest up. Tug the tailbone, stretch the core. Breathe. And then use the legs and the core to come to neutral. Allow the arms to relax. Inhale, chair pose. Take a deep breath in chair and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale the left leg up. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg, knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend the leg, left knee, left elbow. Inhale, extend the leg, left knee, right elbow. So you stay push-up position, get the leg underneath you, cross. So left leg is underneath you. Stay there or insert a push-up where the left leg is crossed underneath you. And then take up the right arm, open up to twisted side plank. Both legs are equally strong here. You're lifting out of the left shoulder. Come back to push-up position. So all you do is pivot the back heel up. Hold it here or insert a push-up. And then try not to go back to three-legged dog. Just go suck the left knee to the nose, kiss it, press the hips up, and then squeeze the left foot through for crescent lunge. Reaching up. Hands to heart. Let's try to stay with extension. So upright, try to twist towards me, and then extend forward. And then see if you can get the elbow to the knee. Get nice leverage going, breathing. Yeah, the back foot is looking more centered, I like it. You're always lifting from your inner thighs and your glutes. Come back to crescent lunge, reach the arms up. If you need to put the back knee down, that's all right. But we're gonna stay in crescent lunge. Take a deep breath here, chest forward, arms back as you exhale. Inhale, reach up, and then bend the elbows, stick the tongue out, inhale, reach up, sweep the chest forward, arms back. Inhale, reach, and bend the elbows. Inhale, reach up, sweep. Inhale, reach, and one more. Inhale, reach up, open up, warrior two. Double check with the front knee, keep peeling it open, and then reverse the warrior, inhale, and left elbow to the left thigh. Lift out of the lower shoulder, squeeze the straight leg, and see what it will take to feel that you're kind of leaning back. Can you really get the leg muscles and the pelvic floor so much pinned down that you can just kind of lean back to that imaginary little angel or wall behind you, right? And then come back to neutral, reverse the warrior, and exhale to plank pose, hold plank. And then side plank, left arm up. So it's the same business with the knee down, right? Gonna take a breath here and then exhale chaturanga and pop it right back up to side plank, left arm up. So if I have a knee down, I'll do the same thing. It's a knee down chaturanga and open it up to side plank. And one more time, knee down chaturanga, open it up to side plank. And exhale, chaturanga. This time, hold upward dog for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And downward facing dog. Steady ujjayi breath. Shift forward to hands and knees. And then extend the right arm forward, left leg back. Try to grab upper hand to upper foot. And using this to stretch the hip flexors up, kick the leg away from the glutes. Try at the same time, watch it that the left elbow doesn't turn into a bow, right? So lifting out of the shoulder and the elbow. Gingerly extending it back to an extension. And then exhale, release back down. Take the other side, left arm forward, right leg back. Grab upper hand to upper foot. Kick it away from you, nice and steady breath. Come back to extension and release down. Tuck your toes under, downward facing dog. Big breath in and big breath. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. And forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And then continue rising, rising, rising. Circle, sweep the arms back. Tuck the tailbone and standing backward bend. Strong legs. Engage the legs, engage the core, come back to neutral, allow the arms to fall. Now take the feet just a little bit apart and come to chair that way. But make sure that the knees and the ankles stay equal distance apart, okay? And then come hands to heart. We're going to take the left elbow on the inside of the left knee. And instead of so much emphasizing the rotation, you're going to sit lower, poke your butt back, and then get the breastbone forward and then spiral so that you're getting really long. And you're really, truly spiraling from your core. Okay? And from here, open up the arms and release the left hand front of the feet on the fingertips. And reaching the right arm up. Now take the upper hand and grab your left butt cheek with the right hand. Okay? Breathing here. If you have a lower back condition or a baby in the belly, then you're gonna take the left hand to the right knee and extend forward and emphasize rotating while staying really long with the spine. Those of you who are none of those above, then you're gonna reach the lower hand through and try to bind yourself on the outside of the left thigh. Maybe walk the feet closer together. Now sit lower and try to rotate a little deeper into it. Breathing, 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 breathing. Sit lower, sit lower, sit lower. And then release the arms, forward fold, ha. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. Reach the arms up, circle the arms back, support the lower back. You guessed it, you go up and back. Just for one more breath, and then squeeze the thighs, engage the core, come back to neutral. One more wide-legged chair. Make sure knees and ankles equal distance, okay? Hands to heart, and then feel free to sit lower because it's so much easier to get that spine nice and flat. And then the right elbow goes to the inside of the right knee. So how do you get the tush back, the breastbone forward, and you're spiraling, not really twisting. Open up the arms, let the right hand be right between the feet, and the left arm reaches up. Take the left hand to reach for the right glutes, and then if you need to restrict your rotation, you're gonna take the right hand to the left knee and just keep sitting down and extending the chest forward as you spiral. Otherwise, try to bind so the lower hand would reach between the thighs. Try to grab a hold of your own hands. If you sit lower, you can lift the chest higher up and then rotate from the core. Take one more breath and release. Ha. Walk the feet to touch. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. Keep reaching up, 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 up. Circle, sweep the arms back. Support the lower back. Inhale, chest up. Strong legs just for a breath. And come to neutral. Release the arms down. Chair pose. Inhale. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, and chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, right leg up, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg, knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend the leg, right knee, right elbow. Inhale, extend the leg, right knee, left elbow, twisted side plank, left arm comes up, one big breath. Maybe circle that free arm around, why not? And then let's go back to three-legged dog, right leg to the sky, step it through, crescent lunge. Breathing. Tuck the tailbone. Is your abs supporting your spine? There we go. Hands to heart. Twist towards the hallway. Left elbow, right knee. Breathing. So if you need to carefully lessen the rotation because of your back or the belly, what we're going to do is open up the arm and take the upper hand to hold, literally hold your left hip. So right hand to left hip from above. And then left hand to right hip. Okay? And you're going to extend, really get the breast moving forward and squeezing through the leg. And then you're rotating. So the hands are helping you a little bit with the rotation, but you can't really shove into it. Now, those of you who can take a full bind here, this is where we go for a full bind. And sometimes what you do is you have to get tricky with it and get like a towel in that upper hand and then kind of like swing it across so you can get a hold of it underneath. But if that's just too much, then grab a hold of your butt. Okay? I'm going to grab a hold of my butt so you don't feel like you have to keep up with the Joneses. In my case, with the Doras. Right? And we're going to skip, if you have a full bind, keep with the full bind. You're gonna skip, 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 skip this back leg all the way forward. Put the weight onto the left foot and lift the right one up. If you need to take the twist wider, you just don't twist as much. And then if you can straighten the right leg, great, fantastic. If you don't wish to do that, well, you know, nothing that I say is mandatory. You're just breathing. Take one more breath. And then release the right foot back down. If you're still bound, you're still bound. Tap, tap, tap that foot all the way back so you're in crescent lunge. Open up the arms, big inhale. Exhale, both hands down, runner's lunge. Take a second of a breather. Pivot the back heel down with strong legs. Inhale, come to warrior two. Reverse the warrior, inhale. Side angle. So you're still in that side angle that's supported. Right? And take the upper hand, drop it to your lower back. For some of you, this is where the story ends because it would just be ridiculous to do anything else. If you can take a full bind, you take a full bind. Okay? But there's nothing wrong with staying right here. So if you're here, you're gonna take the right hand to the right foot, keeping the left hand behind you, and step the back foot till it meets the front foot. Bend the
knees, grab the right heel with the right hand from the inside, and then come on up. If you know Bird of Paradise, you're coming to Bird of Paradise. Otherwise, you have the left hand behind you. You're standing on the left foot, holding your right foot, and then lifting the chest up. And if the knee straightens, the knee straightens. If it doesn't straighten, it really doesn't matter now, does it? And then slowly release back, free up the arms, forward fold. Halfway lift, walk back to plank pose. Side plank, right arm up. By now, right and left has ceased to have any meaning, right? If you have the ability to grab the leg extension for your side plank, you could certainly give that a try. Take one more breath and then go through chaturanga. Hold an upward dog for five. Strong legs, chest up, shoulders down. Three, two, one, downward facing dog. So starting to feel like spring cleaning. Yeah. It's just rinsing out everything that doesn't belong anymore, right? But you can also let it go. So take one more breath in and just kind of go ha. Breathing. Inhale, left leg up and knee to nose. Inhale, left leg up, left knee, left elbow. Inhale, left leg up, left knee, right elbow, right arm comes up. Twisted side plank, one breath, maybe a beautiful arm circle. And then you take it back, you close the pose, extend the left leg back in three-legged dog. Exhale, step the foot through, crescent lunge. Okay. So remember, the most important thing to remember is we're always lengthening the spine and rotating from the core. You're never exhaling, compressing the spine, and then twisting as much as you can. That's how we get hurt, right? So hands to heart, left elbow to right knee, and just focus on extending as much, did I just say that? Right elbow to left knee. You guys need that. Right elbow to left knee, and then extend as much as you can. Keep extending, open up the arms. And sometimes when you're practicing binding for the first time, putting the back knee down while you're struggling to figure out if you got that bind or not is better, because it's enough if you're, you know, trying to figure out one thing. There's nothing wrong with dropping the upper hand to the lower back, so it's kind of sort of marking the outside of the right hip, and then the right hand is grabbing from underneath the left hip, and you're twisting with that. Okay. So wherever you are, there you are. If you had the knee down, now you have to pop it back up because you have to skip to the top of your mat. Shift the weight onto the right foot and see if you can bring the left knee up. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Something like that. So eventually we're standing on the right foot. There's still a twist. The left knee is up, and then if you can extend the left leg, great. If you're not, not. You know, and if you think you're having trouble, just imagine if somebody's doing this without visual cues. I wonder if this is possible, but we'll figure it out. I'll make some friends of mine do it. Take one more breath. Slowly, slowly release the foot down. Go back to crescent lunge. You're still bound or twisted or something like that. For one more breath, you open up the arms, thinking this is a really good idea. Exhale, both hands down. Pivot the back heel down. Come to warrior two. Inhale. So left leg forward, warrior two. Reverse the warrior. Inhale and side angle. Okay. So work towards a full bind. When your intellect and wisdom tells you that that's not something that you want to explore, then you go, okay, I'm just going to take my upper hand, rest it on my lower back. I'm going to take my left hand to the left foot. Bird of Paradise, if you're fully bound, you're going to come forward, root down on the right foot. Grab the left heel from the inside of the left hand. The right hand is still behind you. Try to come up to standing. Or if everything fell apart and by now you're like pretty freaking frustrated, just come to the top of the mat. Do tree, left leg up. Right? It's the same thing. And then slowly release it down. And forward fold. Yeah, halfway lift. Walk back to plank pose. Left arm comes up side plank, maybe with the leg extension. Maybe that's the last thing you want to think about. Take one more breath. And then chaturanga. Upward facing dog, hold it for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then downward facing dog. Inhale the right leg up, step it through to pigeon. We're done with spring cleaning. Now you're just enjoying the breeze through the window. But maybe you're playing a little bit with that whole idea of extension. I really love walking my hands forward in pigeon and just seeing if I can get more length into the whole upper body. Maybe there's a little more breath available. Maybe just a little deeper breath. More breath cycles, big inhale, big exhale. And then set your hands down, work it back to three-legged dog. Either make some nice big hip circles with that right leg or flip the dog if the left shoulder allows. Eventually moving to the other side of that pigeon business. So no hurry, you make it there when you make it there. Make sure that you're not flipping and flopping just because I'm not controlling your move every breath of the way. And then breathing. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. And deep inhale. And deep exhale. One more breath cycle. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. And then move through the same steps that you did on the other side. So you either flipped your dog or you just shaken the dog out. Eventually meeting in downward facing dog. With both feet rooted, both hands rooted. And then shift forward to plank pose and lower all the way down.
Take your hands underneath your forehead, kind of like crocodile arms. You rest one forearm on top of the other, and then the forehead goes on top.
And just feel kind of anchored and rooted and breathing.
Zip up the leg muscles. Pull the pit of the belly up and then tuck the tailbone. Leave your hands in this position. Inhale to locust this way. And then press the forehead against the hands and the hands back at the forehead so the arms lifted up. See if you can lift the arms up. Right? And you're just pressing the forehead down, but the arms press back against the forehead and you're trying to lengthen as much as possible. And release down and rest. One more time, come on up. And you could either stay here or sweep the arms back, interlace the fingers, or bend your knees and catch bow. So something with an extension and a lift and breath. And softly release, press back to child's pose, expanding into the lower back, letting the breath be steady. Just a little cat cow lengthening and rounding. And press back to downward facing dog. Walk your feet through your hands, grab the back of your thighs, and slowly release all the way down to your back. Take Happy Baby. And use Happy Baby to really release the muscles right at the lower back area. See if you can flatten and extend just a little more. A deep inhale, feeling the expansion into the rib cage, and on the exhale, still focusing on pulling the pit of the belly up and in. Couple more breath cycles. Big inhale. And big exhale.
Big inhale. And big exhale.
And then keep the knees out to the side. Press the feet to touch. And pull the feet towards your face so you're allowed to lift the tailbone off the floor, breathing deeper into the lower back. And the whole idea, you can keep having the head rest on a floor. You're just trying to get a little extra stretch for the lower back. And then maybe just roll side to side a little bit or wiggle the butt again, just to feel what would happen if that muscle would give a tiny little bit, maybe just a little bit. And then hug the knees back to the chest. Set your feet down, come to bridge pose. And let's use bridge to stabilize that whole lower back area. So keep it a low bridge. And tuck the tailbone and really draw the lower belly in. See if you can focus on engaging the back of the thighs. And just keep tucking the tailbone down. The knees go towards the front, but you're pulling back with your feet, even though the feet won't move. On an inhale, reach the arms up and back. On the exhale, reach the arms forward, lift the head and the shoulder blades up, pull the pit of the belly up and in so you curl into your core. Inhale, extend and expand. Exhale, curl and squeeze. Inhale, expand. Exhale, curl. Inhale, expand. Exhale, curl. One more time, inhale, expand. Exhale, curl, and then release all the way down, hug the knees in. So we'll take inversion, either Vipadita Parani on a block, in which case you can just reach for your block, go back to bridge, put the block underneath you and take the legs up, or come to shoulder stand. But make sure you don't shove yourself into that shoulder stand, hang out in plow, work the shoulders underneath you, and then it extends from there, breathing. Steady breath. If you're on the block, stay on the block, shoulder stands, go back to plow just for a second. And then come on up to a seated position. If you're on the block, you could even stay there. Take fish, or if fish doesn't work, just take a mild tabletop, right? And one big lion, inhale. Release all the way down to your back. Hug your knees into your chest. And we've got plenty of space today. Let's take a very scrumptious twist. So you're gonna take the knees to the right, arms out to letter T, but maybe you straighten the legs. Or maybe you straighten one leg. Or maybe you figure out what you like to do, because who knows? And then really steady, steady, deep breath cycles. Rinsing out the winter blues. Just letting the new air come in. Enjoying the new air. And let's twist over to the other side.
Expand, expand, expand. Get luxurious with the space. Don't have the same expectations from both sides, though. One more deep inhale. And deep exhale. Come back to center, hug your knees in. And let it go, Shavasana. Time to just soak in the air, let things go. Sink into the floor. And take a deep, deep inhale. Try to hold it in and maybe take that just a little extra on top. Hold it in. And then let it go. Curl your fingers and your toes. And let's roll to the right side. And then press to a seated position. Hands to heart. Inhale. Thank you so much for giving me the gift of teaching. Peace be with you. Namaste. Namaste.